We're building the best internet talk radio on the planet.
I'm sorry, this is effective when?
It's effective now.
TalkZone.com.
It's time for the race report.
Get ready. Let's go.
Your full-speed hour of NASCAR news and talk.
Yo, we didn't have much of a choice because we thought we were going to blow up.
Here are your hosts, Steve Barker.
I'm the best there is. Nobody can hang with my stuff.
And Sam Atwell.
You know, I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine.
Ready to talk NASCAR on the Race Report.
Can Jimmy Johnson hold him off? Remember, only one attempt at a green-white checkered. And here they come. Johnson just pulls away at a turn four.
Yeah, I think he looked back. He saw Junior easing up on him, and that's whenever he took off. Nice restart by Jimmy Johnson.
White flag for Johnson.
White flag this time.
What a dominant day for Jimmy Johnson. He's led seven times for 339 laps. And down the back straightaway, Jimmy Johnson trying to pick up his sixth win in 2008.
Excellent performance, gentlemen. Excellent.
Yes, it was, Chad Knaus. Jerry Punch and Dale Jarrett with the call on ABC of Jimmy Johnson's big win in Martinsville. Welcome to the Race Report. I'm Steve Parker.
And I'm Sam Atwell.
This party may already be over with four to go unless the 48 team makes a mistake. Yeah, like that's going to happen.
No way.
Let's talk some NASCAR on the Race Report.
Now with a look at this week's NASCAR news, here's Steve with the racing headlines.
Michael Jordan and Joe Montana, a couple of athletes that earned their place in sports history by being at their best when it mattered most. Over the last few years, Jimmy Johnson and his race team are putting themselves into that kind of elite company. Sunday at Martinsville, Johnson showed no sign of loosening his grip on the points lead. After leading over 300 laps, Johnson held off Dale Earnhardt Jr. in a green-white checker finish to win the Tums Quick Pack 500. His sixth victory of the season, his second in this year's chase. Behind Jr. rested the top five, Carl Edwards, Jeff Gordon, and Denny Hamlin. Johnson opens up a 149-point lead on new second-place driver Craig Biffle. Jeff Burton slips to third after a 17th-place finish. Since NASCAR implemented its 10-race chase format in 2004, the 48 team has won 13 chase races, finished in the top 5 24 times. With a performance in the clutch like that, no wonder they're closing in on their third straight Cup Series championship. NASCAR hit the 83 team of Brian Vickers with stiff penalties and fines this week for infractions found in post-race inspection at Martinsville. Exterior sheet metal parts on the car were found not to meet minimum thickness requirements. Crew chief Kevin Hamlin and car chief Craig Smokestad have been suspended indefinitely. Hamlin has also been fined $100,000, and Vickers has lost 150 driver points, dropping him from 15th to 17th in the standings. And start getting used to hearing NASCAR Camping World Truck Series.
Huh?
NASCAR announced on Thursday that Camping World will replace Craftsman as the title sponsor of the Truck Series starting next season. Craftsman had been sponsoring the series since it began in 1995. And those are the racing headlines on the Race Report. Coming up on this edition of the Race Report, if they were chasing anybody else, I'd say there's still a shot. But they're chasing the 48. It's over. We'll take a close look at the point standings and see who has the best shot at finishing second. Brian Vickers has lost a lot of points in his crew chief for a while after his car failed post-race inspection at Martinsville. And after taking on a big investor last season, now Petty Enterprises looking to merge with another team. And is Kyle Petty even going to be part of their plans? Stick around. All that and more coming up when we come back on the Race Report.